Tobin Jewelers.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, I literally was just talking to Emily, and I'm like, I think she's calling right now. I gotta go.
I literally just got off the phone with Tobin, New Berlin, and you were on my list next to call here. So that's funny how that works out.
That's hysterical. Yeah, I literally was like, Emily, is he around, or is he,
Yeah,
in the sun?
oh yeah, in the sun, of course. Now, I was talking
In
to
the sun, of
Tommy over
course.
in New Berlin. I just got off the
Oh,
phone with
were
him.
you?
Yeah, and typically, like, if I call you guys, then I call New Berlin after, or vice
Yeah.
versa. It's just,
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
so. Well,
Yay.
how are you this wonderful morning on a Friday?
I'm fine. Friday, it's fine. It's fine. That we got about,
It's a fine Friday. It should
snowing
be a
down. The
fantastic
holidays are
Friday.
coming. Like it already feels like the holidays are here, which is
Yeah.
like good and bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get
But
that.
all is good. All is good.
Good.
Hey, I just need one little favor.
Sure, what's up?
What's the wrap on a 235i VS1 marquee?
All right, so
Because it's the
full
holidays, people still drop
attention.
off appraisals, you know.
ISI2?
IVS1.
VS, I don't know where I got SI2 from. Sorry. IVS1. All right, 235. Full wrap on that would be $9,500 per carat. Per carat.
Carrot, yep.
Now,
Probably
I'll tell
30
you this.
back, because no one wants
It's a
what?
marquee.
Yeah.
Marquees are going for full wrap right now.
No, they're not.
I'm 100% Scout's honor, hand on the Bible, full wrap right now. Yeah. No, it's a problem. Beth, I'm telling you right now, between you and me, it's a problem because I've been telling
You don't
people
have
for
any, because
years, nobody
everyone
cuts
cut them
them.
into, yeah.
Exactly. So all it's going to take is for them to get even a little bit popular. And people, if you're dead set on a marquee and you're not willing to, kind of, navigate to a different shape,
I don't
you're
think
gonna
that's,
pay through the nose.
yeah.
It's a problem.
What's a VS2?
VS2 full wrap is 9,000 a carat.
Okay. Wow. Wow.
Yeah,
My God.
marquees right now,
That's crazy.
it is crazy. It is crazy. So I'm kind of keeping my fingers crossed and hoping that they don't become super popular because that'll
So
really
you're
hurt my
telling
soul.
me the 169 marquee that I have here that you guys cut for me, I should probably send to GIA and get certified.
I mean, probably wouldn't be a bad idea. Wouldn't be a bad idea. I'm certainly saying that with even the slightest of increase in popularity or requests, it's already creating an availability issue on the wholesale side of things for marquees.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Whoever thought that would happen? Who bought a marquee that's popular?
And that's just it. I don't know.
Like, Taylor Swift got like an elongated cushion or
Yep.
whatever,
Yep.
and all of a sudden, like, that got popular. Understood. I
Sure.
think the last person to get like a big marquee that made it popular was David Beck was Beckham, wasn't it? Didn't she have a marquee?
That's a good question. What's her name? Victoria? Victoria Beckham?
Victoria Beckham, yeah. I thought she had a marquee. I could be wrong.
Victoria Beckham engagement ring. Yeah, 3 carat marquee.
Yeah, okay. Like,
But that
that's the
was also
last
in ni-
big
that was
marquee.
in that was in 1998.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, I mean I'm agreeing with you. I mean in 1998, I mean my mom's favorite cut is a marquee. So I mean like I always have
Yeah.
a little soft spot for marquees just because of that. But yet
Yeah.
you're right,
Well, it was a
1998.
coming. Yeah.
And that was a 3 carat, which in today's celebrity world, a 3 carat would be like,
It's
oh,
like
that's
small.
too
With all
small.
that money that he has.
But
Wow.
apparently, what
That's
is this?
crazy.
Victoria Beckham's 15 engagement rings are worth a combined $43 million, according to Cosmopolitan.
Yeah,
Wait,
she's got a
she has
bunch from what I
15
remember.
engagement. What?
Well, how long have they been married? Well, no, more than
Okay.
15 years. He's got to make up for cheating on her, just like Kobe Bryant did.
Oh, yikes.
Remember, he got the pink diamond?
I remember the Kobe
her?
Thing. I remember the Kobe thing. I don't know about the David Beckham thing.
Yeah, David Beckham cheated on her, and so he obviously needs to make up.
Wow.
Mhm.
Wow. Yeah, the marquee thing is, I mean, you know trends. We've been in the business long enough to know that things come around eventually. It's just a matter of time. And at what severity do they come back? You know, is this going to be a flash in the pan, or is it going to be something
yeah.
that, you know, because that's the problem with, okay, if something becomes popular again and you need to start cutting things again, it takes 3 to 6 months for that stuff to hit the market.
Yeah, so by then it could be.
Yeah, so it's like you can't just be like, okay, I'm gonna do some marquees and I'm gonna cut them now. It's like, okay, well that's not gonna be that won't affect us until quarter two of next year.
That's crazy.
You know, maybe the end of quarter one.
For full wrap.
Yeah, full wrap.
That's insane.
Mike, the owner, was over in Israel last week and bought
yeah.
like one.
You call him Mike.
I call him Mike. Yeah.
You call him Mike.
I call him Mike. Mike. He was over there, and he loves Mike, by the way. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh
so he spent $1.5 million in new inventory. He was able to buy one marquee. One. $1.5 million
crazy.
In inventory, and he bought one marquee. And he was trying to buy Fancy Shapes.
Yeah.
But he
That's
also
not.
Won't overpay and be like, you know, they wanted to charge him full wrap. And he's like, well, no, because then I have to charge over wrap. He goes, not going to happen.
Yeah.
So.
That is insane.
But I hope that helps.
No, that does. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Some woman came in, like a mother of a really good customer of ours, and she has these two rings, and they're, one is a 235 marquee, one is probably, it's probably like a 1 carat, like I1 marquee with like a thick band, and she wants to get appraisals, and I'm like, I'm running about 2 weeks. She's like, that's okay. And, like, I hope, like, I always say two and a half weeks and during the holidays because I'm hoping that's going to deter them and they, you know, won't leave it. But, no.
No. Things can't always be that easy, huh?
No.
I really would love things to just go smoothly and just be busy, you know, and just, you know, that would be
right?
fantastic for everybody, but not going to be the
just,
case.
Just, like, have people, like, come in here and buy things, like, from the case, not have to make anything. That would be nice, but that's not happening.
Yeah, I would love
it's
for
okay.
people to just come in and buy a bunch of diamonds.
Yep.
Natural diamonds.
Agreed.
And they don't have to be big.
Agreed.
They can
no.
totally be like a normal size carat and a half if you want to get bougie, 2 carat, fine. Because we're missing that. Like as a industry as a whole, we are missing that middle ground right now, and I think it really
mm-hmm.
is hurting a lot of jewelers. It's certainly hurting you know the people in the business.
Yeah.
Because nobody's really coming in and buying that middle ground engagement ring anymore. They're either going lab, which is like, okay, you're
yep.
spending a couple grand, whoopee-doo. You know, I'm
yep.
selling a $500 lab. I can't even pay my bills with the commission I make off of that. Or
mm-hmm.
they're coming in because they have a lot of money and they're dropping, you know, 20, 30 grand because they're buying, you know, a big old 3-carat natural, which is fine. Love those.
100%.
But the sell-through
yeah.
on those is, like, ridiculous. I mean, 1 in 10, maybe. Like, you know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? The amount of people that
yeah.
actually go through with that sale, it's very difficult.
100%.
So.
Ugh. I did sell a nice little 5-stone wedding band yesterday for, like, I think the retail one was, like, 16. So it was natural, thank God.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
We
so,
need to do more of those. What was the custom one that we did together? That that duplicate ring, like
oh, that bracelet.
Yeah, was it a bracelet?
What do you mean? The one with all of the half carrots?
Yeah.
That
was a bracelet. You're right, because it was like 16.
It was like
four emeralds, four pairs, four marquees,
That
was cool.
It was 2 years ago.
That was cool.
Yeah. We made that, and I sold it at the holiday.
Yeah, that was a really cool project to work on.
Yeah, no, it was fun. That was a good one.
Yeah. More of those, please. More of those.
Okay. Yeah, I'll make it. It's going to be all labs. No.
No.
All right, got to go.
All right, talk to you later.
Talk to you later. All right, thanks. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.